This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A, N, N like November. Fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Carol Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, date of birth June 18th of 1943. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Randall with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and chronic diarrhea. Her last visit was May 2nd of this year. She missed her scheduled visit on November 7th because she was hospitalized with TIA symptoms. Her left hand was numb, and she was unable to move it. And she had CAT scans, and it showed that she'd been having, that she had some ischemic areas and has had several TIAs, it was thought. But she does have full motion and sensation in the left hand currently. She was started on a aspirin and a baby aspirin daily, as well as as well as atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. She denies chest pain or palpitations, and no, her weight is unchanged from her previous visit. She does have chronic diarrhea and was just also started on Lamotil, and she's taking two daily currently. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no chest pain or palpitations, no numbness in any extremities. She's able to move all extremities and she can walk, and no edema. Medications, as previously stated, she was started on Lipitor 40 milligram daily and the low dose aspirin 81 milligram daily. Physical examination, her weight is 116 pounds, pulse is 93, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 128 over 84. Her neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 8th of 2022, and creatinine was improved at 1.1. Estimated GFR was 48. Her albumin was low at 2.8. Corrected calcium is 8.4. Magnesium was 2.0. Sodium 139, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 24, hemoglobin 10.8, with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with slightly improved creatinine levels after hospitalization. Hypertension is currently at goal, and chronic diarrhea. The patient will continue her Lamotil as ordered. She's never tried Questran, Q-U-E-S-T-R-A-N, powder. That has been fairly effective for some patients in controlling chronic recurrent diarrhea of unknown etiology. That may be worth a try unless she has already tried it but doesn't remember. She'll continue to have her lab studies done monthly for us. She will avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and she'll have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.